This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ian, a Category 1 storm with 85-mile-per-hour winds aiming for South Carolina. Landfall expected soon. AP photographer Alex Brandon is in Charleston. We asked him to tell us what he's seeing.
I'm in the Battery area of Charleston with beautiful view of the river. City crews were driving around clearing storm drains just a moment ago, and the magnificent homes that face the water, a few of them have taken precautions. They've got some barriers anticipating some problems with the possible high tide and storm surges. And they also have got a few of them have some boards over those beautiful windows.
The main airport in Charleston is closed. The National Hurricane Center says after the storm center reaches the coast of South Carolina today, it will move inland across eastern South Carolina and central North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. Hurricane Ian battered Florida, and this morning, Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says they don't know yet exactly how many people died in the storm, but they are getting some sad information.
We have 12 unconfirmed fatalities. In Charlotte County, we have 8 unconfirmed fatalities. In Collier County, we have 1 confirmed fatality in Polk County. So that brings us up to 21 total.
He was heard there on WFSU-TV in Tallahassee. Ukraine wants to join NATO now. Word this morning from President Zelensky, just moments after Russia said it's annexing 4 occupied regions of Ukraine. And there's word this morning that the U.S. is sanctioning more than 1,000 people and firms connected to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. We're not the only ones wrestling with high prices. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Inflation in the European countries using the euro currency has broken into double digits as prices for electricity and natural gas soar. The spike in inflation signals a looming winter recession for one of the globe's major economies as higher prices undermine consumers' spending power. EU agency Eurostat says consumer prices in the 19-country eurozone rose a record 10% in September, up from an annual 9.1% in August. Only a year ago, inflation was as low as 3.4%. Price increases are at their highest level since record-keeping for the euro started in 1997, with energy the main culprit, rising 40.8% over a year ago. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.